This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to control your multiple powers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Such an honor to be here, A2Z, on IRIB, English Radio. So we are talking about how to control our powers. Yes, you know, because of the incredible indoctrination that we have had via the film industry, there's this concept of superpowers that has been spread amongst the people, especially the youth and those of us who grew up in like the 80s and 90s decade. So, of course, we've heard of the various different superheroes, and I'm not really going to list or name any of them because they are not worth listing or naming. But the fact that, you know, they have put this out that they have certain specific superpowers. Well, what if I told you that you, everywhere you are, every single one of you also has superpowers? Well, they're not the kind of powers that you would wish, you know, like being able to lift a car or being able to fly or having, you know, lasers for your eyes. These are different kinds of superpowers. And they are superpowers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in every single one of us. And of course, these are powers that are necessary for a human being to be able to live, you know, and to be able to function as a human being. So these powers are the power of intellect, the power of anger, the power of passion, and the power of imagination. So these are four powers fundamental that are within a human being. Of course, you know, this is all very intricately explained and very, you know, it is explained in a very detailed manner as well in the study of akhlaq and the study of Islamic ethics and morals. And it's a very beautiful discussion in itself. But of course, we don't have time to go into all of them. But these are the basic powers that every single human being out there has.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the powers that we have. Now, of course, these powers kind of all fall align and they fall into our Islamic lifestyle, right? We're trying to live an Islamic lifestyle. We are trying to reach and achieve that beautiful, blessed, pure lifestyle, you know, the Islamic lifestyle, the best lifestyle, the most perfect lifestyle, inshallah. May Allah help us to be able to, you know, fully implement and inculcate and, of course, learn about this very pure and blessed lifestyle, the Islamic lifestyle. So these powers that we were talking about, they are a, you know, a part of our being, and it makes up, you know, the, I guess, the physical and metaphysical aspect of who we are. Now, how are they connected to our Islamic lifestyle? Well, they are a part of our Islamic lifestyle. The intellect, the power of intellect, you know, the power of anger, the power of passion, excuse me, and the power of imagination. These are all these kind of powers and forces that we have within us. Each one has a very beautiful discussion, and each one has this different, you know, types of variables that are involved within each one of them, right? Anger, of course, leads to various different qualities. You know, intellect leads to various different qualities, whether it's a positive or a negative. And of course, we need to control all of these. So, for example, we need to control our anger. Because if, well, you have to control your anger. Anger in its negative and in its vice-like quality is rage and, you know, anger without any logic. But anger, on the other hand, in its positive aspect, is leads to courage and being able to defend oneself. So each one of these is a different and very deep topic, which perhaps we will be able to talk about eventually. But there you have it. These are the powers that every single one of us has. And if we keep them in control, we'll be able to reach a Islamic lifestyle.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.